Your stories from racing's heartland. This is RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. And the horse crush has absolutely taken off on social media and SMS here. There are still SMSs coming through. Nick Kale has tweeted in, I had a Might and Power hat that I wore for 5 years when I was a young fella. I'd still wear it now if it fitted. And an SMS saying, is your producer Benny Day of the Broadway Hotel fame in South Australia? He's a good fella, if so. He backed El Segundo for the Barman one Cox Plate Day. That's from Josh. And yes, he is. So Benny Day's tentacles reach far and wide. Mickey Floyd from the world of greyhound racing. Great to see you in here. Have you got a greyhound crush or a horse crush?
Sunline was the horse crush when I first started following the horses. Sunline was at the Cox Plate when Sunline won her first Cox Plate, and unfortunately lost my ticket, which was heartbreaking at the time, but it still is now, to be honest. But Sunline was the first horse I really fell for. But in the greyhound racing, it's hard to go past Fernando Bale. Mm. What he did on the track and what he did for the sport off the track is unprecedented, and we'll probably never see anything like him again. But it was funny the other day, actually, we were pulled into Sandown, and Fernando Bale's now standing at Meticulous Lodge, Paul Westerveld's stud down in Berwick Way, and I saw him in the car park. I actually got pretty excited. I thought Fernando Bale might be there. And, no, I didn't. Unfortunately, he wasn't there. But, I was a little shattered, actually. But, it was like seeing Santa Claus. You know? It was pretty excited. But
hopefully we're going to have some more greyhound crushes come out of what is a brilliant initiative, which has been championed by yourself and your CEO at Sandown, and that is the Greyhound National Draft, the first ever, which commences this Sunday at 10 a.m. Now, explain to the listeners out there exactly how this draft works, and it is the brainchild of Greg Miller, who's your boss, because he comes from a footballing background and has had plenty to do with the AFL draft over the years.
He does, yeah. So it's a very similar concept. What we've done is we've accumulated 30 very well-bred dogs from around the country. George Ferrugia, RSN's own George Ferrugia, has done a fantastic job putting together 30 of the some of the most beautifully bred greyhounds you'll ever find. We've got 10 teams, so 10 team leads. Leaders, including some of the best trainers, owners, and media, including Team RSN, and they'll draft three greyhounds each into each team. So, at the end of during the show on Sunday, people will be able to jump on the website, register their interest, and buy a share in each of these teams. So, a 5 cent share in a team of three greyhounds for just $2,500 is a pretty good deal. As I said, these greyhounds are some of the best bred greyhounds you'll see anywhere at all,
and they have been selected by the best in the world of greyhound racing, these young pups. Yep. And as you said, they split up into teams, and RSN's very excited to have its own team. And James Vandermaat, who, as we know, one of the great callers, one of the great judges of greyhounds here in Victoria, is our team leader, our captain, and responsible for choosing our pups. And it's great to have James Vandermaat on the line. How are you, James?
Yes, going well, Felgate, mate. I've got the captain's hat on and I'm ready to go on Sunday.
No pressure, but have we got three Fernando Bales?
Look, we're hoping so. Look, there's a couple of nice Fernando Bale pups, and I'll just quickly on Mick Floyd's story just a moment ago. It was only last week I was actually at the Sandown Park car park beside the vet there, and I saw the great Fernando Bale, so he does still grace the turf at Sandown occasionally. So, Mick, you might see him again.
I hope so. I hope so.
He's stalking the car park now. Hey, tell us about Team RSN, what we can expect.
Well, look, what we can expect, I think not just Team RSN, to be honest, Michael. I think the whole draft can expect high quality. I mean, these are 30 of the best bred young pups nationwide. You've got the best rearers doing all of the rearing. And then you add to that, we've got some excellent trainers as well. For RSN, our group will have Matt Lanigan. He won the Group 1 Hobart 1000 last year. Kate Gorman, who had a terrific run through last year's Gippsland Carnival with a greyhound by the name of Monster Fish. And then you add to that our other trainer, Brendan Purcell, formerly of Interstate, now here in Melbourne working with Rob Britton. And he's co-trained the likes of Rip and Sam, Tornado Tears. So, look, I think we've got a fantastic group of trainers. I don't want to give too much away about the greyhounds I'll be selecting, lads, because I feel this is no different to an AFL draft. I think we need to just keep our cards close to our chest.
And just explain how the draft actually works as well, because in the AFL, you've got your system of who picks in what order. How has that worked out?
So it's going to be randomly allocated, yeah. So yeah. James will step forward and draw out a draft number, 1 through 10, and it'll snake its way through and you get three picks. So hopefully for James and Team RSN, you get out nice and early and get the first pick at this fantastic crop.
Yeah, correct. And you'll get the first, say you're the first pick of the whole draft, you'll then be the last pick of the second round and then the first pick of the last round. So it does snake so as that the one group aren't getting the first pick for every round. So I think that way we're bound to get at least one or two of the greyhounds that I'm really hoping to get a hold of. So really looking forward to how it plays out Sunday. And I think, look, for $2,500 to become part of this, I think you'd be silly not to. There's high-quality greyhounds, high rearers, high-quality trainers. I mean, we just can't go wrong, surely.
Oh, it sounds like a huge initiative that will be... I think it'll resonate with a lot of fans, and we can have a lot of fun with it here on RSN following our greyhounds when they get to the track and as they continue to be reared and trained as well. And we'll tell the story all the way through. And as you said, people want to join us. 5% share in any of the teams for just $2,550. It's a great way to get involved. James, good luck. No pressure, but we are expecting at least one Group 1 winner out of the three selections.
Oh, you're easy. I thought we might try for two or three, yeah.
No, I like that.
There we go, mate. Looking forward to it.
Good on you, James Vandermaat. We will follow that all the way through. It is on Sunday from 10 a.m. And if you want to get on to the website, it is www.2018draft.com.au.
It is, yeah. So from 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, make sure you're on the website. From 10:05, you need to jump on and register. There's 20 shares in each syndicate, 5% per share. And it is first in, best dressed. So make sure you jump on nice and early and express your interest in the team of your choosing. And that $2,550, that's a one-off cost. There's no ongoing fees for the life of the syndicate.
No training fees.
No, it's a one-off payment. And hopefully we jag a winner or two along the way.
Brilliant. All right. Well, let's have a look at the current racing. We'll talk more about the draft next week. What are the highlights coming up over this weekend?
Yeah, some really nice racing again this week. Hobart 1000 heats tonight. A couple of really nice types have made their way down there. Despacito, who's with the Thompsons, is heading down there. As he's not available, who's it wouldn't be a group race without him at the moment. He's going great. Zoom Outs, who's a fantastic one-turn dog in Victoria for Michelle Marley O'Magri, is heading down there. As is Huxley and Orson Allen, who has been one of the most consistent chasers in the country. He'll line up in race number 8. He'll jump from box 8 and looks pretty well placed down there. Sunday, we've got the Laurels semi-finals, and they were fantastic, the heats last Sunday. Three semi-finals to come this Sunday coming, including Black Opium, who's come up with the red for the first time in her career. She won impressively. It wasn't her fastest win at Sandown last Sunday, but she did win well enough. And from the red, it'd be fascinating to see how she goes. She hasn't drawn inside box 4 yet in her 10 starts, so a first start from the red will be interesting to see how she goes. Shimmer Breeze was the fastest of the heat winners. It's also coming with a red in the first of the semi-finals. A couple of other nice types in there, including Sweet as M. And if you watch her run, she's a very fast greyhound, but she can't get out of her own way. If she can get a clear run, she could do absolutely anything, but does lack a bit of early speed. But she's a very nice type, and the final on Thursday week is going to be a cracker.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that. Well, mate, it is such a busy time in the world of greyhound racing, but such an exciting time. Well done to everyone involved in the first national greyhound draft. I think it's something new that is really going to take off, and that's what all codes are looking for. It's something that's a little bit quirky, a little bit outside the square, and that is definitely that, the National Greyhound Draft, which will follow closely on RSN 927. Give us your best of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. It's not too brave if I said Black Opium on Sunday, so we'll try and build a bank before that. Tonight at Sandown Park, we'll go with race 8, number 4, Baruga Brett. Is a flying machine, has box 4, but an empty box on its outside and a slow beginner on the inside. I think it should just win race 8 and number 4 at Sandown Park tonight.
Good on you, Mick. Great to see you.
A pleasure.
Mick Floyd, and follow the National Greyhound Draft on Sunday. We'll talk more about that next week. That is it for Racing Pulse this morning. Hope you've enjoyed it. It was great to catch up with Darren Biedman and great to have Simon Zara in the studio. And thanks to everyone who's had a bit of fun this morning, SMSing your horse crush through. And thanks to Benny Day, our quirky producer who started the whole thing with his man crush on Lonro. We'll be back tomorrow from 8:30. Mick Shark in the studio.